sure that there's a
listen to WUOI, my 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own? With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mullers Plaza. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater, Activities Council will be hosting a musical called Some Like It Hip Hop. On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting to go to the Howes Cavern. It'll be meeting outside the Perna Science Building at 9:30 a.m. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions of Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by FitCell 251 at 3:30 p.m. to learn more about financial literacy. On Tuesday, November 26th, the university will be closed and will return December 2nd, Monday. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm, have a great Thanksgiving, and keep it locked.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Wow. I just, like, turn on the mic and all of a sudden I'm in a really good mood, and I'm kind of yelling a little too loud. Oopsies. How is everybody? I feel like it's been a minute, but it hasn't. Maybe it's that it's been a minute since I've showed up prepared to my show, because I feel, like, ready to go. Usually I'm like, uh-oh, I have a bunch of songs. They're not in order, but I have them, and we're just going to see how it goes. But, like, I'm really super duper excited for this show today. And so I'm here, and I'm excited, and I am so thankful. Slay, that's today's theme. We're doing songs that people are thankful for, not just me, other people in my life as well. So, yeah. But first, we're going to start with our affirmations, so I won't deprive you guys of that, because I am very thankful for this song, because it's the affirmation song, so that's really fun. It also, like, I have a lot of, okay, I have a lot of good memories tied to it, but also, like, it's probably going to be my number one most listened to song on my Spotify Wrapped for this year. If not number one, definitely top five, because I play it at least once a week, and then, like, I played it very often over the summer, so we'll see. Maybe it won't be, like, maybe I'm over exaggerating a little bit, but, like, I feel like it could be very high. But anyways, onto the affirmations. I hope you guys enjoy them, and remember to repeat after Snoop. That's the only way that they work. It's like a potion. I have a potion. I'll talk about that in a second, though. Okay, here we go.
Affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome when you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts. So repeat after me. Come on, everyone. There is no one better to be than myself.
There is no one better to be than myself.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
My family loves me so much.
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learn from my mistakes.
I learn from my mistakes.
Affirmations are fun and cool. They help us heal and they help us grow. If you love to learn and want to keep feeling good, let's say some more. Follow me, let's go. I am responsible.
I am responsible.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I'm surrounded by love.
I'm surrounded by love.
Every problem has an answer.
Every problem has an answer.
I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I control my own happiness.
I control my own happiness.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day. Affirmations. Affirmations.
Slay. I hope everyone enjoyed saying their affirmations. I know I did. Sorry, I felt like I had to cough and then I just stopped. So, but we're good now. I'm going to intro my show because I always forget to do that. Hey everybody, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Odianta. My name is NJ. This is my show. It is called Kitchen Sink. And that is all I have to say. Today, we are being thankful because Thanksgiving is right around the corner and it is my favorite holiday. And I have a lot to say about Thanksgiving, but we're playing music. I already said this, but for anyone who just tuned in, we're playing music that I'm thankful for, but also that people that I know are thankful for. So this is going to be really fun and I might cry. So that's really awesome. Kind of excited. But I did say I'd talk about my potion. So I have a friend, her name is Tegan. She was actually my RA last year, and now I'm her baby RA because, like, I was her resident, but now I'm an RA, so that's really fun. But she made me a little potion, and it was sitting in my windowsill because that was the instructions, and then it said November 15th, and that was it. So that date has since passed, and I don't know what to do with it because I don't know if that's when it expires, if that's when it starts working, because I know it had to, like, get energy from the sun. So I don't know, but there has been, like, a layer of fuzzy blue stuff that has grown on the top of it. So I feel like maybe I should throw it out. But I also feel like if I throw it out, it's not going to do its job. So I'm a little lost on, like, what I should do with my potion, but I have one. So that's my explanation for that. So Slay, okay, I think we're gonna jump into some music, although we know I love to yap, so maybe I won't jump into some music. We're actually gonna start with that's gonna be a lot of time. Holy moly. There's a lot of long songs on here, this playlist that I have curated for today. And I was a little silly and put them all towards the front, but it's okay. We can move things around. We're going to start with all of the really fun and positive songs. And I realize I put them all in the beginning. Like, there's three songs. One of them is mine, one of them is from my mom, and one of them is from Jack. And they're all very happy, positive, little silly songs. And now I'm feeling like maybe that's silly. No, it's okay. Okay, we're going to start with all the happy vibes. So, oh, I have to get my script. So we're actually starting with the song that Jack sent me. And Jack is thankful for this song because, A, Minion. He loves the Minions as much as I love Paddington. And if you know how much I love Paddington, that's a lot. Paddington in Peru comes out soon. Really excited. B, it reminds him of how much sunshine is in the world and to spread the love. That's so wholesome. C, it makes him happy. And D, dancing to this song is awesome. So, shout out Jack. I hope you have a little dance party. And I hope everyone else has a little dance party because dance parties are so much fun. So, we are starting with Turn Up the Sunshine from the Minion movie. It's Minions Rise of Gru, actually, not the OG Minion movie. Not to be confused with that. I don't actually know which Minion movie this is, but that's okay. Anyways, here we go. I hope you guys all enjoy and think about sunshine and happiness and puppies and rainbows and little minions running around. Yay!
just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow. Someday.
Howdy, y'all. All right, so we had Turn Up the Sunshine from Minions, The Rise of Gru, and then followed by Zoom by the Commodores. So Turn Up the Sunshine was Jack's song. He is very thankful for dance parties and the Minions. And then Zoom was my addition. So I am thankful for this song because it's also just like good vibes. You know, I feel like I listen to it and I'm like, ah, yeah, good stuff. It's also one of the few songs that has won my father's approval. So we have like fire pits and my dad always hogs the speaker and plays whatever he wants to, which is fine, right? No shade. But then sometimes when I'm like, can I play a song? He's like, sure. And then he's like, it's fine. It doesn't suck. This sucks, you know? But this is like one of the few songs where I've played it and he was like, ah, good one. So that's a win for me. But I also just really like the song. So Slay, we're off to a great start. I love Thanksgiving and I'm going to talk about it right now. I am so excited to go home, except I cannot go home until Wednesday morning, which is unfortunate, but it is also a-okay because I don't know. It's fine. Like, it's what it is. But I'm so excited. I get to see my brother, and I haven't seen my brother since my birthday, which is... Wait, that's not true. I saw him when we went apple picking. So I'm actually a liar. But... but I get to see my brother, and I get to see my cousins that are like my best friends that I haven't seen since coming back to school. So I'm very excited. Also, like, the food is top tier, best. Okay, I'm kind of split on like, no, I'm not. Thanksgiving has the best food by far, but then Easter is a close second, and I think it's because both of those are the holidays that my mom hosts, which I think is funny. But yeah, so I love Thanksgiving. I love mostly the food, and football. Love football. I don't know who's playing on Thanksgiving, but we'll see. We'll see. Okay, I'm gonna go into more music now. So, yay! Okay, so the next song is one of my mom's additions to this playlist. Also, my mom was the one who came up with this idea because I was like, we need to make a playlist together when I'm home, because I feel like, well, my mom and my dad both are like big music people, but I feel like my mom is always the one like playing music in the house. Like, it's just constantly like there's always music on. So I was like, we need to make a playlist together that I can put on the radio. But like, we kind of did. It's like a collab thing, but she gave me this idea, so thanks. But it would also be really cool if me and my mom did a show together. So like, if you want to come up on a weekend sometime and stay until 4 o'clock on a Sunday, we could go on air together. Just saying. Okay, but the next song is Regret by New Order, and I have to find why she's thankful for it, because she did text it to me and then I kind of forgot, but I think it's because she was moving out of her college dorm. And where is it? Aha, I found it. College dorm, moved out. I felt this. I agree, because I was listening to it yesterday and I was like, ah, yeah. Okay, so here we go. Regret by New Order. Slay.
down on my knees again, and I pray to the only one who has the strength to bear the pain, to forgive all the things that I've done. Oh girl, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Just one caress, you and I am blessed. Every avenue, take one more look, what you found old, and in it you'll find something new. Oh girl, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Just one caress from you and I. I'm shying from the light. I always loved the night. And now you offer me the eternal darkness. I have to believe that sin can make a better man. Well, it's the mood that I am in, it's left us back where we began. Oh girl, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Oh, just one caress from you and I am blessed.
Slay. Hey, I'm back, and this is going to be quick. Okay, so clarification on why regret is on here. It's because of when my mom moved to college, out of home to college. Slay. And then One Caress was my song, and I put it on here. First of all, the drama. Okay, because I love the song. I love, like, the string parts. That just, like, the drama is crazy. Like, this song brings all the drama, ma-ma-ma, with the girls in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, crazy. Like, it's... And it also makes me think of my mom. But, like, it's just... It's so, like... Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But it's... I love just, like, the strings. Because I'm going to say the same exact thing. Like, the drama. So, we'll leave it at that. But going off of that with the string parts, I'm going to play another silly orchestra piece. This one is Rounds by David Diamond. I played this when I was in 10th grade. We went to the ASTA conference in Orlando, Florida. And this is what we played. And, okay, I just think that, like, the way that my orchestra teacher did everything, shout out Mr. Hammond, that was silly, but, like, the way that he had us learn it was genius. Like, he had us go through and play it, like, one person on a part, So it's like there's first violin, second violin, viola, cello, bass, and there was like one person from each section. So like quintets, basically, and we rehearsed it that way so that everyone knew what they were doing and everyone was pulling the same exact amount of weight. And because of that, like when we're playing it in smaller groups, you can hear better. Like he had us like pluck while the other part was like bowing so we could hear their parts. And I don't know, I just feel like the way that we learned it and the way that we integrated everything together was so special. And then when we performed it, it was like, OMG, we ate that up. So that's really awesome. And it was a really good trip. We didn't win and we were really pressed about that. So out of spite, I think, we like recorded this and sent it in to perform at like another convention thing. And then we ended up getting into that. And we got two standing ovations. One of them was in the middle of a performance, and that never happens. So basically, we're so cool. But this is Rounds, the first movement by David Diamond. And then we're going into Bohemian Rhapsody. So isn't that really fun? Yay!
mercy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun.
Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eyes? So you think you can love me and leave me to die?
Do this.
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man?
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man?
How lovely. So we just ended with Man or Muppet from the 2011 Muppets movie, which that was, okay, my brother is thankful for that song because he says it unites people together, which is so real because I don't know how many friends I've had where, like, we just belt out that song. Like, there are so many people that know Man or Muppet, and I love that. So yeah, and then before that was Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, which my mom is thankful for because music kids sing it in her car. Wait, I want to find exactly what she said. But I know, like, I was definitely in here, the studio, singing. Like, okay, so she's thankful for it because we're singing, like, the music, not, like, the words, which is so real because it's, like, it's such a good song and there's so many different parts. And I also know, like, I played that in a quartet when I was in middle school and that was fun. So I think that's also, like, a good memory for me. And then before that was Rounds by David Diamond, the first movement. And I'm thankful for that because that was kind of the start of, like, my more serious music career, at least in high school, and it was really fun, and I really enjoyed putting it together, and I got to go to Florida, which was fun. So, Slay. Next, I'm going to play American Pie, which my mom put on here. I feel like I'm talking really funny right now, and I don't know why. I think I'm concerned I'm not going to get through all of this music, because a lot of these songs are long, but it's okay. I can do it. I'm going to play American Pie next, and then after that, maybe something else will come on, and we'll see. But that'll be fun. So American Pie is my mom's addition to this, and she said it started like in her childhood, and then came also into my childhood, because I don't know, I know all the words to this song, and I had to have learned them sometime. It was probably a lifelong effort throughout my 20 years of life. So, but it reminds her of Poppy, which is my grandpa, her dad, and also of me and probably my brother, because it says you guys singing in the car. But here is American Pie. This is also a really good summer song in my house. Like, I feel like I remember hearing it while, like, I'm outside in the pool or, like, at our summer party. So, American Pie, here we go. I kind of want pie now. When we get back, I'm going to ask everyone to... Actually, no, right now, text in your favorite type of pie. Mine, you'll hear once the song is over.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Now verdict was returned, and while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we
that I'd die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. Said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
So epic. That was American Pie. And now I'm getting the legal ID to play.
It's that time of the year again where everyone gathers around family and friends to eat your favorite foods and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY Wonie 90.9 FM